Go big or go home. Visit us at trammellandmills.com or call 864-485-8585. 4th and Inches, we go for it.
Hey, it's Ian. Let's have an awkward but crucial conversation because you matter. Join Making My Mark with Kwok and Ben live from my school, Hamilton Career Technology Center, on September 11th, noon to 3 p.m. Together, we'll talk, listen, and help end the stigma surrounding mental health. Remember, you can never be replaced, and it's okay to tell someone if you're not okay. Don't stay silent. Come be a part of the conversation that can change lives.
It's a summer scorcher at the Tiger Sports Shop. Get ready to beat the heat with sizzling summer savings on all your favorite brands. Stay cool in performance activewear with Lululemon and Nike, perfect for those hot summer days. And don't miss the hottest headwear selection around. Remember, Tiger fans, football season is just around the corner. Gear up now and be ready for every game day. Shop local at our two Clemson locations, Tiger Boulevard and College Avenue, or order anytime at tigerports.com. The Tiger Sports Shop, everything Clemson for the Clemson fan.
Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. If you want to potty like a rock star, you can with us. At Royal Flush Toilet Rentals, we offer construction porta potty rentals, septic tank pumping, and luxury toilet trailers. Call 864-238-8800. We have 2-stall, 3-stall, and 4-stall trailers for your corporate events, wedding parties, and special occasions. Call 864-238-8800. Royal Flush Toilet Rentals.
Hi, everybody. I'm Don Munson, and up next is your Clemson Daily Update, presented by BASF. Hey, Tiger fans, want to join another winning team? Join the hundreds of BASF employees creating team chemistry every day at BASF in Seneca. Starting pay is $24 an hour with more for experience. BASF offers rewarding careers, top-tier benefits, and opportunities for growth. Apply now at www.basf.com/Seneca. That's www.basf.com/Seneca. BASF in Seneca, we create chemistry. Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to the show. Clemson will return back to Memorial Stadium this coming Saturday for football action as they'll take on Troy. Kickoff time, 3:30. Of course, last week, Clemson opened up against an AP top 10 opponent in LSU and fell short by one score. 17-10 was the final. Clemson has done pretty well under Coach Sweeney, coming off of a loss. During Coach Sweeney's tenure, Clemson is 37-10 following games in a loss, including season openers after defeats in the prior season's finale. Clemson's defense, of course, was under the guidance of first-year defense coordinator Tom Allen last weekend, and defense did pretty good. Ronan Hannifin was credited with a team-leading 12 tackles in his first career start. Sophomore linebacker Sammy Brown had 11 stops. Clemson just one of 11 teams nationally in weeks 0 and 1 of the 2025 season to have two different defenders be credited with double-digit tackles in a single game. Clemson also forced two takeaways, as the first was a forced fumble by Avion Terrell. It was his fourth of his career. That is the most by a Clemson defensive back since Byron Maxwell did it 2007 through 2010. As always, go Tigers!
Road Rage. You should have heard this commercial break. Ramona spent the whole break kibitzing about a Dove television commercial where apparently they have an old lady in the shower, and Ramona's not happy about them having an old lady in the shower.
I don't need to see that. Does that really sell stuff?
It's probably not. Probably not. I think they probably would have been better off seeing if they could get Sydney Sweeney for the shower and the Dove soap.
Put a gray wig on her. Maybe that'll work for them.
Hey, let me tell you about my friends at Moretti's. Hey, listen, if you've never had real Buffalo New York style pizza and wings, don't worry. Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar in Malden has you covered. Skip the 12-hour drive to Western New York. Just get to Moretti's. They're serving the real deal. We've sampled a lot of it, man. It is unbelievable. We've had the pizzas. We've had the wings. We've had the beef on whack. I mean, this stuff is just incredible. I had the Greek pizza. It was awesome. Ramona had a Buffalo pizza with peppers, sausage, and onions. We traded a couple pieces. They were both awesome. The wings are to die for. Look, these are all original Buffalo recipes. And again, under new ownership with Jeff and Luke, they're just doing an incredible job. And the old owner hangs out there too. He's an older gentleman who comes from Buffalo and has all these original recipes. The food is unbelievable. This beef on whack, it is to die for. It's insanely good. It's real roast beef piled high on a cumberwack bun, and it's served with our juice and some horseradish sauce on the side. It's unbelievable. Moretti's is appetizers, subs, sandwiches, calzones, burgers, wraps, salads, chicken fingers, pasta, Italian entries, fish fry Fridays, so much more. Full bar, but family atmosphere. They're really divided. The restaurant and the bar divided. Sports fans, they've got you covered. Sports monitors all over the place. You won't miss a Clemson game. You won't miss an NFL game. They're going to have it all. They've got one wall. It's all covered with giant monitors. Moretti's at 783 East Butler Road in Malden, just a half mile off of I-385. Moretti's, where everyone's a regular. And Ben and Quark are going to be out there on Thursday. So get out there and join them for that, too. I promise to thank you later. Moretti's awesome. Back to the phones. It is Town. Ramona, they're basically all T's. It's Towns and Tony and Trucker James and Georgia Tech Steve. I had to reach for that one a little. Towns, how are you, Towns? Welcome back, Towns.
Thank you, Walt. It's good to be back,
yes,
man.
Good to have
and
you.
Before I ask you the two questions I have,
yeah,
I'd like to see if you can pick up on an old meme that I'm going to throw at you. You ready?
Okay.
Walter. Walt. Ed. What the hell is that?
Oh, that's right. That is an ad. I should have got that. You're right. You're right, Towns.
Walt.
Yes, I should have got
Walt.
That.
Ed.
Yes. That's pretty good, Towns, actually.
I mean, you know, I don't follow as often as I used to, but I haven't heard Ed in a while. I miss him.
Yeah.
Do you?
Oh, well, he's on every once in a while. He's
okay. I hope he's doing okay.
Yeah, he's doing well.
He's a big baseball guy, right?
He is. He's a St. Louis Cardinals fan.
Yeah, St. Louis. I thought so. Okay, so Walt, I heard what you had to say, and I'm not going to try to quote you about how Clemson was going to run the hell out of LSU.
I never said that, so you didn't hear anything.
Well, dude, you said I'm not
no,
going
I
to.
Actually had it as a 3-point game until the last couple of days, so I never said
all
that.
All right. Okay. So
Towns, you're finally back, and we're going to start like the same kind of stuff. Is that it?
No. I got two good questions for you, right?
Good.
You said today that the offensive coordinator, I don't know, what he was hired at $2 million. What's he making now? $2.5 million, $3 million?
Yeah, I don't know what his exact salary is right this second.
So he has complete control over what plays to call and what offense to implement with his quarterback. He's been guiding now for 3 years, or is somebody else overseeing that?
I mean, Dabo Swinney has a final call, but yeah, Garrett Riley's running his own offense. His own plays, running his own offense.
And so you don't disagree with running the ball four times in the fourth quarter, or second half, for that matter.
I mean, I've disagreed with it all day. I've said repeatedly that it's not acceptable. It's not acceptable to run 30 plays in a row without handing the ball to a running back.
Right. And so what do you think about that, Walt?
I think it's bad business. I think he had a bad day. Doesn't mean he's not a bright coach. It doesn't mean he can't rebound from it. But these are the games that matter, and I think he had a bad day. I think in hindsight, he certainly wouldn't run that back the same way. Now, he may have felt that they were not going to have success running the ball on schedule, and maybe they weren't. But regardless, you still have to run the ball to keep an opposing defense honest, particularly one that's playing as aggressively as LSU was.
Okay. Going forward against a legitimate team, let's throw Georgia Tech in there. Let's throw, I don't know, SMU in there. Let's throw.
Yeah, I got you.
I don't know. You pick another team on the schedule.
South Carolina.
Defense, well, that's way down the road. Anybody in the middle?
Well, you just gave several. At Louisville.
Okay, that's a good one. So what do you do offensively?
Well, you do the same things you're doing, the same things you planned on doing. You hope to have Antonio Williams back, and you commit to running the ball more than you did. You look for better balance in your offense than you had in this game.
Okay. That's a good answer, and thanks for your input.
Thank you, Towns.
And I'm sorry I mischaracterized your
outlook on this
game.
No problem, Towns. No problem. Thank you. I mean, I thought Clemson would win, but all along I said 3 points, 3 points, 3 points. And then the last few days, I heard some things out of LSU that made me make it 10 points, and I should have stuck with my original projection, which still would have been wrong, but I at least would have had the contest pick right. back to the phones. You can get in if you want. 6547. First time all day you can get in. 6547-67. I got two lines open. Somebody grab them. Tony. How are you, Tony? Good to have you.
Hey, how you doing today, Walt?
Good, Tony. Thank you for getting in. Appreciate it.
My question is, you know, a lot of people on here, they're talking about Garrett Riley and they're talking about Klubnik, but, and I understand the offensive line was horrible. But, you know, how can you compare Klubnik to the Trevor Lawrence's and the Deshaun Watson's when he doesn't have near the offensive line that those two guys had?
Well, let me stop, okay? Because, one, the offensive line was projected by Phil Steele to be the nation's best offensive line in America. And I think he does have an offensive line that's similar to what those quarterbacks had. I also think that when I watched the film, I thought the offensive line didn't play poorly at all. I mean, my first read on watching that game was that Klubnik was under constant duress, and it felt like the offensive line didn't play well. But when I rewatched the game, the offensive line actually held up pretty well, all things considered. I get a completely different viewpoint on it, having watched the game, having watched the film. And I came away thinking, well, the line actually didn't play badly under the pressure. There weren't as many breakdowns as I thought. There were some times in pass pro where there were some running back breakdowns, but for the most part, and there were some exceptions, of course, but for the most part, the offensive line played pretty well. The real problem was those two things. It was the quarterback played really poorly. When you're being blitzed, and you're a veteran quarterback, that's what you want. That's exactly what you hope for, because you know you're going to take advantage of it. I mean, you go look at the numbers for guys who are great pro players like a Brady or a Drew Brees. Watch what they did against the blitz. Their numbers are astronomical because it was just like giving them free stuff. And this should have been, to a degree. Now, losing Antonio Williams hurt. It changed the whole pecking order at wide receiver. That happened right at the beginning of the game, and that hurt. There's no question about it. But Cade's got a field blitz is coming too, and he still just doesn't. I mean, but his first desire is to get out of the pocket. It always has been. And I thought he had settled down a little bit in that regard. That's why I was pretty optimistic about this situation. But that's not what we saw. What we saw again was the unsettled Cade, the happy feet, the guy who wants to get out of the pocket. He has to hang in and make throws that are there to be made. And he simply didn't do it. And Garrett Riley didn't help him, because Garrett Riley went 30 plays in the second half without handing the ball to a running back. When a team's playing as aggressively as they are, you have to at least try and run the ball. Whether you do it successfully or not, it's not the point. It's that you're keeping an aggressive defense honest. And there was none of that. So I think that's really what the game came down to at the end of the day. I mean, 17 points. The defense wasn't flawless. I haven't even got to the defense yet in this conversation. But holding that offense to 17, no one's going to hold that offense to 17 all year. Will not happen. They're going to score 30-plus in every game and probably a bunch of 50s. That's how dynamic they are. So scoring 17 in a home game, you have to win that game. And instead, you know, you saw what they were doing. You went to halftime. I don't think you made a lot of positive adjustments. And you come out the second half, you don't score. You score zero at home against an LSU team that the defense was supposed to be an issue. Now, that defense is vastly improved. I think at the end of the day, that's the real story of this game, is that LSU's is better than everybody thought. But from a Clemson standpoint, the O-line actually played fairly well. They were not awful. They were not the reason for the loss. The reasons for the loss were a total abandonment of the run, and the quarterback simply didn't play well.
Yeah, but what made you think the running back could run through that line? I mean, like I said, they couldn't even give Club enough time to throw the ball.
Well, again, they didn't try, you know, and that's the thing. Like I said, Tony, even if you're not running successfully, you still have to run, because for your quarterback's sake, you have to run. And second and eight is better than second and ten.
That's true.
You know, and I think that's part of it.
I have to agree with that. Now, I have to agree with that. Now, my second question is, do you think that Clemson is going to win? I don't think they're going to win 10 games. I'm thinking that maybe they're going to win 8 games. How do you feel about that?
I still think this was the best team Clemson's going to face all year. I think LSU has a legitimate chance to go on to win the national title. So I think as bad as this seems in this moment in time, I still think this was the best team Clemson's going to face all season. So they only did lose 17-10. You did have the ball at the 14-yard line in the waning seconds. So I still think Clemson has the potential to beat everybody else left on the schedule. You just have to do it. And you have to play better, and you have to fix the things that went wrong in this game. I'm not out on Clemson for the year. I still think the Tigers are going to the playoffs. I still think they're going to get back into this mix. Look, Tony, maybe the best news that comes out of this is you certainly didn't play great, and you came out of this, you're still number 8 in the country. From number 8 in the country, you're actually still playoff positioned at number 8 in the country. So you still have plenty of chances to go on and turn this season around and for this to go on and be the type of season that most of us imagine Clemson could have this year. So I'm not tapping out on any of this. I'm disappointed on a Monday. I'm a little disillusioned. I'm unhappy about some things, but I'm not tapping out on Clemson for the year.
All right. Well, listen, you have a good day.
You too, Tony. Thank you.
My question.
Yeah, thank you. Really good conversation. Well done. Yeah, you call me more often. I appreciate that. Let me tell you about Gary Mahaffey. Look, you know by now, Gary goes the extra mile in the agent-client relationship for you, the customer. But did you know this? Gary has changed his own Medicare plan each of the last 11 years for you. He's doing this so he fully comprehends and understands every element of every available plan. In so doing, he's able to provide you the absolute best advice. No one else in this industry does that. I promise you that. This is Gary Mahaffey. He's the best. His wife is an agent as well, Jeannie. She's been with him in this venture for 25 years now. They truly appreciate you, the customer. You're not just a number or commission. You've heard all the unsolicited listener testimonials talking about what Gary has done to people's lives. Look, he's right here. He can help you. There is no way a layperson can navigate heading into Medicare. These are some of the most important financial decisions you're ever going to make. You need Gary Mahaffey on your side. Not one of these TV commercial yahoos. Trust me. In fact, Ramona, I heard Gary pissed off for the first time ever in that commercial. He apparently, you know, he thinks that there are too many scammers out there trying to take advantage. He doesn't like it. It's the first time I've ever heard him angry. Look, Gary always returns your calls in a timely manner. He meets you in person. No one will ever take more time. You'll understand he's with you 100% of the time. He services you after the sale. Best of all, he doesn't work for Medicare or these companies. He works for you, the customer, but his services always come without any charge to you. If you have the wrong Medicare agent, and if you don't have Gary Mahaffey, you have the wrong Medicare agent, or you just need some help, give Gary a call, 864-307-8484, 864-307-8484. I think I put an extra 84 in there. 864-307-8484. And as always, you will 100% thank me later. All right. All six lines are lit, including Tario's Jed, which should be interesting when we get to him. Waltip to the Road Rage. We'll be right back.
Honey, am I a procrastinator?
Well, for four summers, you said you were going to fix the dock.
I did?
You did. Every time a deck chair slid into the lake.
Well, maybe I am a procrastinator.
At Yoder's Building Services, we've got the best materials for any outdoor living project. From Yellowwood brand pressure treated pine to TimberTech composite and PVC decking.
You also said you were going to the gym.
I did.
Yoder's Building Services, where quality is a way of life. Visit goyoders.com.
At Toyota of Easley, now is the best time to get a closeout deal on the last remaining new 2024 Toyota Tacomas or get a new 2025 Toyota Tundra or Tacoma with financing rates as low as 1.99%. With Norris-built accessories, you can also have your truck customized your way, any make or model handled by certified Toyota technicians. Call 864-855-2233. Visit toyotaofeasley.com or stop by for a test drive today on Calhoun Memorial Highway in Easley.
This is Leighton Covage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
If you think Taco Bell is only for late night, you are mistaken. Taco Bell is also for daytime, which is why it's introducing the new Cantina Chicken menu. With new Cantina Chicken tacos, burrito, and quesadilla. And new ingredients like seasoned slow-roasted chicken, freshly prepared pico de gallo, shredded purple cabbage, and even a new avocado verde salsa packet. It's the Taco Bell for when it's not late night.
Whoa, not just late night. Try the new Cantina Chicken menu now. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations while supplies last. Contact store for participation with fares.
Sweet summertime is coming to an end, and all parents know what that means. Back to school preparations. You have the school supplies, new backpack and clothes, but what's the one thing your son needs? A fresh new haircut that will start off his school year right. No matter what age, feeling good about yourself is always in style. Let him be his best self this school year, and call Roosters for your appointment today at 884-8920.
The South Carolina Education Lottery definitely allowed me to really find myself, to get an education, and then use it as a springboard in really launching my career. That's what the Life Scholarship did for me.
Knowing that I can go to where I want to go to, study what I want to study, having the Life Scholarship made that possible for me.
The South Carolina Education Lottery. A better you, a better us, a better South Carolina. Visit sceducationlottery.com/betteryou.
In 1977, Bo started frying chicken so full of real Southern flavor, folks are still talking. They say it's the bold seasoning and hand breading that make our chicken the crispiest, the juiciest, the Carolina legend. Legends last, but this $5.99 leg and thigh deal won't. It's Bo time.
It's time to give your lawn the attention it deserves with Carolina Top Dressing. Is your fescue looking thin? Our expert fescue overseeding service paired with aeration is just what you need. But here's the secret. Without top dressing, much of that precious seed goes to waste. Why? Because seed needs soil contact to grow. At Carolina Top Dressing, we make sure every seed finds its place, whether it's in the aeration holes or covered by our premium top dressing mix. Don't let your investment go to waste. Visit CarolinaTopDressing.com to book your service today.
Parenting is hard. It's even harder if your child tells you they're in trouble with the law. What should you do next? Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, is here to help. Nick and his legal team know the best options to help defend and protect your child and their future. Whether it's a DUI, minor in possession, public disorderly conduct, or a fake ID, Nick Lavery is here to help you and your child. For your free consultation, call 864-654-3680.
The Greenville Clemson Club invites you to Shankin' and Shuckin', an oyster roast and par 3 golf tournament, Thursday, September 11th at Threes Greenville. Feast on fresh oysters, cheeseburgers, and ice-cold drinks, then tee it up under the lights with friends in our par 3 golf tournament. Tickets and sponsorships are limited and going fast. Oyster roast starts at 5:30, shotgun start at 7. Visit GreenvilleClemsonClub.com to register today. Great golf, great food, great cause, supporting Clemson University and our community.
From kickoff to cash out, ESPN Bet has the tools you need to score more on game days. Bet smarter with stats at your fingertips. Get personalized parlays built just for you. And with your fantasy team synced right in the app, you can back your squad. Right now, new customers get $100 in bonus bets when you bet $10. Sign up with promo code USL to get started. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Offer not available in New York.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
105.5 and 97.5. We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away.
Waltz up to the road race. Ramona, do you have the alleged Saban clip available?
I do.
Okay. I was thinking about this during the break, Ramona, as you were convincing about the size of the women, of the female tennis players' legs. Ramona goes, during the break, she goes, there goes another big-legged women tennis player.
I guess they have to have them, but yeah. Come on. Yeah. Hey, the rest of your life.
All right. Well, let me tell you about Underdog. This is what you need to know. I mean, Underdog makes everything a little better. It just does. It's like the special sauce on the Big Mac. You have to have it. Well, that's what Underdog is. Underdog is the special sauce to all athletic events. Listen, football's back. Underdog's the best place to make picks and win money all season long. You can play right now in South Carolina. Playing on Underdog is easy. Just pick whether your favorite players will go higher or lower on stats like touchdowns, receiving yards, interceptions, so much more. Get your picks right. You can win as much as 5,000 times your cash. You can play with as little as a dollar. This is Underdog. I don't have anything yet tonight. I've got a bunch of season plays I made last week. I missed my last two plays the other day after winning so well last week. But you can't win every single night, although we like to. Download the app today. Sign up with promo code Road Rage, all capital letters, one word. Score $50 in bonus funds when you play your first $5 pick. That's promo code Road Rage. Take advantage of that. Do that. You'll thank me later. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Underdog. Make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus, present South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms. _DFS_.html for details. Consider with your play. Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. To the busy phone lines. But before I do that, Ramona, I was thinking during the break, I can't tell whether this is the longest or the shortest show I've ever done. I can't tell.
Can't decide, huh?
Yeah, it depends on your perspective. It's sort of both. It's sort of the longest and shortest. But I thought we could all use a laugh. So here's our laugh, courtesy of AI. And I know the line to Jim. We'll come to you. Here's our laugh, courtesy of AI and some innovative person who has Nick Saban speaking about Kalen DeBoer and the football game and everything that happened. Nick Saban. Maybe.
This was Lee Corso's last college game day. It's Labor Day weekend. Miss Terry said if I was a good boy, I could have an extra oatmeal cream pie. All I had to do was control my anger when watching the games, all right? And I was doing fine, even though Arch Manning blew my parlay, but then I turned on the Alabama game. Alabama is playing Florida State, a team coming off a 2-10 season. And what does Kalen DeBoer do? He has this team playing like Stevie Wonder on a game of college football 26. Just like last season, following the Vandy game, I yelled so f***ing loud at my TV, I sent my beautiful cat, Mr. Mittens, running into my trophy room. I'm pretty sure he ran right smack into my Nickelodeon Teen Choice Award. Also, due to my outburst now, I'm not getting my f***ing oatmeal cream pie. So am I pissed off? Yeah, I'm f***ing pissed off. Between this team and the Cracker Barrel logo, it's been a rough week for this fan base. All I'm saying is that if Kalen DeBoer doesn't turn this around fast, we might have to reenact that scene from The Goodfellas later this fall. So I
That's just too funny. I'm sorry. It's also incredibly dangerous that that AI makes all this stuff possible. You know, it's as long as you identify it as AI, I guess it's harmless. You're in there shaking your head and laughing the whole time or something, Ramona.
No, it was funny. I just didn't expect the beat part.
Well, I mean, it was all blocked out. The beat
yes.
part, yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I guess I hadn't told you that. Oh, trust me, I wouldn't have had you play it had there been an issue with it. Trust me. All right, back to the phones. Who's up first here? It is Georgia Tech Steve. Steve, how are you, Steve? Good to have you.
Hey, Walt, how you doing?
Good, Steve. Thank you for getting in.
Yeah, thank you. Boy, you have to count yourself among the hardcore when you call into your show the first day after the opening weekend of the college football season. That takes determination.
Let's go.
Anyway,
yes. And you made it, yeah. Steve. You had to wait 40 minutes and 51 seconds, but you made it.
Woo! Man, that's great information you got there. anyway, the guy that called in to imitated Ed, I didn't think he did a very good job. Here's how you do Ed. All right, Walt speaks first. Ed! Walter! That's how it's done.
That's not bad.
Yeah, I've said that to myself driving around 1,000 times in the last few years.
By the way, yeah. we haven't heard from Ed today after Ed picked Clemson by a million, because I'm pretty sure that's what he said, by a million.
Well, Walt, a couple of points. I'm getting such a kick out of this Alabama situation. I really am. And my memory goes back 30, 35 years ago. Bill Curry leaves Georgia Tech to go coach Alabama. In his first season coaching Alabama.
It's the same Bill Curry who tried to make Tim Couch an option quarterback at Kentucky.
Well, okay. All right. But anyway, yeah. I didn't say he was Vince Lombardi. So Bill Curry takes that first Alabama team that he has in his first season, 10 wins, no losses.
Yeah.
Then they play Auburn, they lose to Auburn, and Curry is immediately fired. Now, where are those people now down in Alabama?
That's a good question.
Where's that crowd?
I think they might be out. I think they still may be at DeBoer's house right now. I'm not sure. I'm not sure, Steve. But I think things, you know, I warned on the show and on Twitter that DeBoer's seat will be nuclear hot if he fails to beat Florida State. Well, he failed to beat Florida State, and... You know. Oh, there, yeah. Trust me. You know, I haven't even really gotten to this yet. I haven't really got to any other teams or any other games for the most part. I've had people ask me some questions, which I've answered, but I'll get into other non-Clemson things tomorrow. They still haven't even touched on Clemson's defense yet. This has been all about Clemson's offense today, the entire show. But so I will get to these things tomorrow, and by that time I'll have a little more fun with the Alabama thing, because I should be rolling in fun with the Alabama thing. Had Clemson done what I thought they would have done, trust me, I would have had enormous fun today at Alabama's expense. So I'm saving some of that for tomorrow.
Yeah,
I'm still going to have some fun at
good.
Alabama's expense, because I've been killing Bama since last year, and with good reason.
Yeah. Regarding Georgia Tech, has won their first game Friday night against Colorado. But I really consider them to be 2-0 now, because they've got North Carolina on the schedule. That is such a gimme. I wouldn't send 20 guys up to Chapel Hill to play that game. So they're 2-0, and I'm about to say, but not yet, not quite, that they're 3-0 because Clemson is coming up here in...
Look, now the Georgia Tech fans are talking smack. I'm about to call the Clemson game a Georgia Tech victory.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see. I'll tell you what, Steve. People are disappointed now, but if Clemson loses to Georgia Tech, there will be a mass jumping ship. There's no question about
that. It's time. It's happened. It's time. And we'll see. Just by me making that wise crack, Tech will probably get beat. But anyway, I'm sitting here thinking about it. No doubt about it.
Thank you.
Oh, and one final thing. Do you have an opinion on the Georgia Tech Colorado game, or do you? And you might. This might. You might say. And I wouldn't disagree with you at all. Steve, that game is really not relevant in the whole scheme of college football.
No, I think it's relevant. I think it's a good win.
Do you have any impressions?
Yeah, I thought it was a good win. I thought it was a good, solid, workmanlike win. You got off to a really rough start. You turned the ball over three times early. Generally, when you turn the ball over three times more than your opponent, you are losing every single time. But you overcame the early turnovers, and they were every kind of turnover. And these are things you just didn't expect from Haynes King. One of them was a bad snap. There was nothing he could do about that. But you know, he rallied the troops, and he looked like Haynes King the rest of the game. And he's one of the toughest players in college football. And your team, I thought, took control of the game. And if it wasn't for those early turnovers, I think you would have had some real separation in that game. So I think you settled down and you took control of the game. You did what you had to in a difficult environment. So it's a good win.
Walt, thank you very much.
Yep, thank you, Steve.
Thanks,
Good win. I think Georgia Tech's dangerous. And you know, Clemson's going to have to play a lot better. Thank you, Steve. I thought I had disconnected that. All right, let's see where we're going here. I'll tell you what. Hey, let me tell you about my friends at Krispy Kreme. It's the Reese family. It's Krispy Kreme donuts. It's the greatest union in the history of the planet. Look, the Reese family's been doing Krispy Kreme donuts since the early 60s in Anderson, Spartanburg. You need to go see them. Bring the kiddies, pile them into the vehicle. Trust me, you can go watch the donuts being made through the glass partition. And then you take those same donuts home with you because little known secret in Donutdom, Krispy Kreme makes their donuts where they sell them, same place. A lot of other donut shops, they truck them in. That's not the same thing. Krispy Kreme donuts, the freshest donuts around, the best donuts around. Whether you want yeast donuts, cake donuts, they have them all. They do it better than anybody else. And as I said, the Reese family in Anderson, Spartanburg has been doing it better and longer than anybody else. Go see them. You'll 100% thank me later. They're the home of the New York Super Cheesecake Donut, the greatest donut humanity's ever conceived of. Ramona thinks it's the Oreo cookie donuts and their derivatives. I have to take her word for it because she... Anytime we see those, she wolfs the first ones down, then she squirrels away the others.
I do.
Yeah, I never get those, so I wouldn't know. But it doesn't matter what donut choice. They're all incredible. They always have some special donuts going on. And for all of your hot or cold weather drinks, especially because right now we don't know what it's going to be, they have it all. All the stuff the Extravagant Coffee House has except reasonable human being prices. And for any fundraising venture, church group, youth group, Hell's Angels, call the Reese family in Anderson, Spartanburg. Trust me, you want to make real money, you won't do it with those stale white box industrialized cookies. Forget that. Krispy Kreme, your source, your pathway to real fundraising money. But Ramona, they always have some special donuts.
They do.
What do they have now?
They have the Harry Potter donuts. Still.
The Harry Potter donuts. Go ahead. Lay it out.
Okay. The Griffin. I think it's a Gryffindor.
Okay.
It's got a Biscoff cookie crumble.
Yeah,
on it.
I want
and that.
That
stuff on the inside.
Yeah, I want that.
Biscoff stuff
yes,
on the
I want
inside.
That. I want that.
And then they have... hold on. It moved. Okay. And then they have a original glaze decorated in black with chocolate icing is what it actually
yes,
is.
Yes, yes.
And this one, this Hufflepuff.
Yes.
This is the one that has the top.
No, this is the one I kill for.
Yeah, this is the one that you
I love
the other day.
Toffee. You know, it occurs to me, Rona, I love anything that sounds like that. I love coffee and toffee.
Apparently,
those are
that's
two of my favorite things, coffee and toffee. Coffee flavor, toffee. I love toffee.
So like, go out and get those.
So explain that to me. Give me that donut again with
you
the toffee.
Describe that
yeah,
one
yeah.
here?
Yeah.
Yeah. Living through this
yeah. I'm like the dog
says,
in the commercial with the those dog treats, the snuffle thing or whatever it was.
Okay.
You know?
It says it's dipped in golden yellow icing.
Mm-hmm.
And adorned with a black drizzle.
Uh-huh.
It says crunchy cookie topping.
Uh-huh.
And where is that? Oh. Filled with a luscious brown butter toffee flavored custard.
I mean, See, I would kill for that. I would literally kill for that. All right.
It does look really good.
Yes. It's all Krispy Kreme, Anderson, Spartanburg. Go there. You'll thank me later. Quick break.
From kickoff to cash out, ESPN Bet has the tools you need to score more on game days. Bet smarter with stats at your fingertips. Get personalized parlays built just for you. And with your fantasy team synced right in the app, you can back your squad. Right now, new customers get $100 in bonus bets when you bet $10. Sign up with promo code USL to get started. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Offer not available in New York.
Don't wait for your HVAC to break down. Keep it running strong with a maintenance plan from Estes Heating and Air. Their expert technicians make sure your system is running efficiently year-round, helping you avoid surprise repairs and high energy bills. With priority service and peace of mind, it's comfort you can count on. Call Estes Heating and Air today or visit estesheatingair.com to schedule your maintenance check today. Estes Heating and Air, your comfort is their priority.
Concerned about a potential gas leak at home? No worries. Fort Hill Natural Gas, your safety-focused energy provider, has you covered. Natural Gas, renowned for its safety and reliability, ensures your household comfort while it's colorless and odorless. We've added a distinctive rotten egg scent for instant leak detection. If you ever smell a gas odor, act fast and call the Fort Hill Natural Gas office immediately. For more safety tips, visit FHNGA.com.
When reliability matters, trust American Door Masters. Is your garage door opener broken? One of the most common issues we handle is garage doors that suddenly stop working. At American Door Masters, we diagnose and fix problems like broken springs, offering professional service at a great price. Serving the upstate of South Carolina, we provide top quality garage door installation and repair. Whatever your needs, call American Door Masters today at 864-990-3075 for prompt and professional service.
Hey guys, summer's here, and no one wants to see that tired dad bod at the pool. At Low Country Male, we don't do body positivity. We make men men again. That means trimming the belly, boosting energy, and showing up strong in the bedroom. Testosterone and weight loss plans start at just $5 a day with labs, unlimited doctor visits, and real results. Plus, ED solutions, peptides, shockwave therapy, hair regrowth, and more. Make men men again. Visit lowcountrymail.com.
Sometimes it's the little victories that mean the most. Those everyday celebrations that bring a smile to our faces and joy to our hearts. At Ingles, we know there's no one you'd rather share those miniature, memorable moments with than family.
Mom, I got an A. Oh, that's awesome.
Ingles, all the ingredients for family.
East Main Furniture in Easley, where every day is a sale day. Come find deals on living room, bedroom, dining room, lamps, rugs, mattresses, and occasional furniture. Brand names like Lazy Boy, England Best, Ashley, Catnapper, Liberty Furniture, and Vaughn Bassett, all at discounted prices. If we don't stock it, we can special order it for you. With 90 days same as cash on purchases over $300, we make it easy. East Main Furniture, located at 829 East Main Street, Easley, or call 864-4426-054 today.
Your access to cutting-edge pain relief just got even easier. QC Kinetics is now offering virtual consultations with new patients. If you're living with chronic joint pain, you can meet with a QC medical professional from the comfort of your own home. This new telemedicine platform is exciting. It's time-saving as well. They can do it by phone. They can do it by video conference. You're going to get one-on-one attention to evaluate your situation, to see if you're a candidate for regenerative medicine, to see if they get you treatment scheduled right there on the spot for long-lasting pain relief. QC Kinetics, the leader in cellular technology, regenerative medicine, they're helping so many folks right now. If you tried the drugs, tried the steroids, tried the surgery, don't do that. Do it with QC Kinetics right now. Schedule that consultation. Do it online, 864-766-8454, 864-766-8454. Virtual consultation, fast, quick, and easy and convenient. Call now, 864-766-8454.
Hey, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of two national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott & Associates. From Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team. here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your next move, trust the winning team, Newton Scott & Associates. Real estate, the Clemson way. Visit us at newtonscottsc.com.
The Greenville Clemson Club invites you to Shankin and Shuckin, an oyster roast and par 3 golf tournament, Thursday, September 11th at Threes Greenville. Feast on fresh oysters, cheeseburgers, and ice-cold drinks, then tee it up under the lights with friends in our par 3 golf tournament. Tickets and sponsorships are limited and going fast. Oyster roast starts at 5:30, shotgun start at 7. Visit GreenvilleClemsonClub.com to register today. Great golf, great food, great calls, supporting Clemson University and our community.
Level up your evening commute with Road Rage. Walt Deptula brings the heat when it comes to talking all things sports.
Bring in the heat.
It just speaks for itself.
You guys are the best, man.
And that's real talk.
Let's go!
Check it out weekdays 3 to 7 p.m. only on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Where it began, I can't begin to know him, but then I know it's growing strong.
No time for that. Walt Deptula, Road Rage. We are back. Let me tell you about the Green Law Firm. I don't think anybody's had a good experience with the IRS. I mean, how could you? You're not sure how to deal with the IRS. Maybe you haven't filed several years. You filed, you haven't paid. I mean, they don't just call to say hello, Ramona. You know what I mean?
They don't.
No, right. They don't send you flowers on special occasions.
Don't.
No.
They don't go, we came by right. to give you this right. refund.
Right. It, right. Exactly. It's generally not good news, right?
Yeah.
So it's a personal issue that affects your well-being. You know, look, here's the thing. You don't need to move to live to Idaho and need to move to Idaho and live off the grid. Just call David Green right here at the Green Law Firm. David, by the way, is a Clemson grad, has been working with the IRS for well over 20 years. He has great working relationships with local and national IRS agents. He'll quickly get your life back. Whether they put liens on your property, garnish your wages, with an audit coming up, David can help you. The Green Law Firm understands the ever-changing tax laws, what the IRS will accept as a compromise. As a matter of fact, David Green understands the Fresh Start program. He'll certainly use this program to your best advantage. Listen, get the peace of mind and results you're entitled to from the local law firm that's been helping hundreds of folks in the upstate for well over 20 years. That's David Green and the Green Law Firm. The Green Law Firm can't change your past. They can certainly change your future. The professional staff at the Green Law Firm can do it all. Do yourself a big favor. Call David Green, the Green Law Firm today for a free, that's free strategy session, 271-7940, 271-7940, or stop by their office, Lem McGee Street in Greenville, on the web, greenlaw.legal. That's green, G-R-E-E-N-E, greenlaw.legal. Trust me, you'll 100% thank me later. Also, estate planning, wills, David can help you with that stuff too. All right, back to the phones, and it is... Brady, and then Robert and Trucker James. Brady, how are you, Brady?
I'm doing good, Walt. How about you?
Good, Brady. Appreciate you getting in.
Oh, yes, sir. Well, I'll tell you one thing, man. It was I've been slow rolling today after Clemson's performance last Saturday, but, you know, Alabama losing to FSU, that was a little bit of a consolation prize.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It made me feel a little better. I would have felt tremendous today had Clemson won.
Oh, 100%. But, just 2 points I wanted to make, you know, just one thing. I'm not going to sit here and say that Clemson played their best game because, I mean, anybody with two eyeballs that watched that game could tell that they didn't. But one thing that just kind of made me laugh, you know, watching and some of the programs and then reading some of the news articles is they're like, oh, well, the score didn't show how badly they got embarrassed. You know, Clemson got exposed and everything else like that. But, I mean, if we're going to count losing by 7 as getting exposed, I think I'll take that every day of the week. Look, I think at the core of the problem is that Kate Klubnik and Garrett Riley got told all season long and all off season, oh, you guys are great. You got all these people coming back. Y'all are going to dominate the first game. Y'all going to get this. Y'all going to get that. And then they came out, and just quite frankly, the offensive line and Garrett Riley and Klubnik both got smacked in the mouth. And then they just didn't know how to respond from there. And then when they did respond in the correct way,
yeah,
they
but
didn't take
Brady, but let me stop for 1 second, okay? Because I think you're on the right course, but you may be veering off it a little bit because I don't want to give those individuals excuses for failing. In other words, you know, I don't think the answer is Well, the media created this because we talk too positively about Cade Klubnik. Look, Cade can't have that both ways. He likes to volleyball back and forth on this issue. You know, he's pointed out that people were critical of him before. And, well, they were critical of you before because he didn't play well. And then when you played well, they celebrated your play. And that was me. I mean, 2 years ago, he was awful. Last year, he played well.
100%.
Last year, he played well. So, you know, he's been through enough of this now that he should be able to handle whatever it is. And for whatever reason, he did not handle LSU's pressure. And I just don't think Garrett Riley called a particularly good game, especially when he abandoned the run, which you simply can't do. You can be pass first. You know, I'm not telling you. I think it's fine to throw two out of every three plays if you want. But what you can't do is you can't go 30 plays without handing the ball to a running back.
Oh, no, no disagreement at all. They completely abandoned. I think I heard some stat today that our success at running the ball was something like 50%, and then all of a sudden we just abandoned it. But I'm not making excuses from any stretch of the imagination. Cade played a horrible game. There are plenty of times where people want to try to blame the offensive line. But if you really go back and actually watch the game, there were a few times the offensive line held their block.
Yeah, I actually thought
squirted it out into pressure.
Yeah, I actually thought the offensive line on film review was better than I thought live. I thought they were a big part of the problem when I watched it live. But when I watched the game on film review, that's not what I saw. I thought the line played okay, fairly well. I'm not blaming them after watching the game. I think there are other factors. And, of course, they were hurt by losing Antonio Williams. I do think that moving forward, you got to have a guy like Betancourt on the field. I think he needs to be on the field.
Oh, 100%. I don't disagree with you. And then my last comment, and then I'll let hopefully somebody else get your time before it ends. But it just always makes me laugh, the soft Clemson fans that are kind of wishy-washy, and then as soon as one or two things go bad, they're like, "Oh well, we need a new head coach. We need a new this. We need a new that." Let's not forget who made it to the point where we expect Clemson to be in the national contention every year.
Yep, that's a good job, Brady. I 100% agree with that. Well done, Brady. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, look, I think that's the reality. You can be unhappy in the moment, but you don't. That doesn't mean you get the right to start firing people and thinking that, you know, you still have the best head coach in America, you know. So was it perfect the other night? No. Are there some things that need to be fixed and maybe still need to be addressed? Yes. Do you need to open up to more transfer portal players? Perhaps. Robert in Georgia. Robert, how are you, Robert? Good to have you.
Well, appreciate you getting me in. Just a quick comment before I get to the offense. The defense, if all you people who think the defense sucked, you don't even know what you're looking at. There was night and day, the defense. Couple missed tackles, yeah, but other than that. Now, offense. Well, how does a team that played offense against what finished the number three total defense in America last year play when you get healthier at running back, you get better at tight end, you get deeper at receiver, come out and play like they did Saturday night? Explain that to me. I know you can't, but I mean...
Well, look, I think part of it, again, was that LSU defensively was way better and way more aggressive than Clemson could have ever imagined. I mean, they were...
Better than Texas was going in the playoffs last year?
I said they were way better and way more aggressive than Clemson could have ever imagined, because they were way better and more aggressive than I imagined they would be. They were not this team last year. They didn't have any of these guys. And so,
but you got to be ready for that.
Well,
as an offense,
I understand that. But the fact is, what I'm saying to you, Robert, is I think LSU defensively is way better than we thought. And quite honestly, in terms of the amount of pressure they brought way more pressure than Texas did. Way more pressure. You know, and Texas was primarily a zone coverage team. You know, LSU mixed it up, and again, they blitzed right from the get-go. They were very aggressive, and I think personnel-wise, I think that defense now looks like a top-10 defense. I never would have imagined that going in. I thought they would be improved, which I said, but I never imagined that. It doesn't let the offense off or the coaching off in terms of outcome. I mean, they scored 0 points in the second half at home.
Yeah, and Walt, I've been saying it. I've been beating a dead horse for 4 years. Clemson's got to speed it up.
Well, you know, this is interesting, too. This is like the Randall thing. You know, all we've heard, sort of all camp, is that Clemson's going to play with more tempo. Well, it didn't exist. You know, there was like one moment there where they sped up a second, and that was it. And then there was no more of that. So, you know,
I'm sitting there watching that game, and I'm thinking Garrett Riley needs to get a bigger play card because they're reading his lips. I mean, Walt, I'm tired of Clemson's offense looking like the defense has their playbook. I mean, it's okay to have one player there to defend a play or two players, but when you have three or four players waiting on the football, and it just doesn't cut it. I don't know what to say. I mean, Clemson has got to get more creative. They've got to get more imaginative. You talked about witches and geniuses of the offense. Clemson needs one. I mean, listen, I like to hire, but Garrett Riley's not panning out. I hate to say it. He's not a witch, and he's not a genius. It was very vanilla. Walt, I appreciate it.
Thank you, Robert. Look, I don't think Garrett Riley, I don't think it was his best moment. I'm not going to go as far as you did there, Robert. I think the players bear some responsibility, and I don't think Cade played well. He's got to play better. This team's not winning crap if he doesn't play better. And, you know, there were opportunities there. Some of them were in front of his face that he just didn't see, that he's got to see. And some of the stuff he's got to feel. He's a veteran quarterback. He has to know better by this point in the process. And he didn't. And his first inclination is still he wants to bail. There are times you just have to hang in and make throws. Garrett Nussmeier hung in and made throws. Cade Klubnik did not. His first desire is still to get out of the pocket. Whenever he feels pressure, that's his first desire. That's not what he should be doing. What he should be doing is stepping up and delivering the ball. And there are times you're just going to have to absorb some hits. You know, that's the way it is. You're bigger, you're stronger, allegedly more built for it. You know, at times you just have to hang in and make throws. And he did not do that. You know, and again, from Garrett Riley's standpoint, he abandoned the run. And it's not about your success level. You know, that caller mentioned a 50% success rate. But, okay, that wasn't true, all right? That's the quarterback rush yards that accounted for that. The running back rush yards were minimal. But the problem is we don't know because you never tried. A run game is a commitment. It's a commitment. That's what it takes, you know. And Clemson never committed to running it at all. Now, I think Clemson came in as a pass-first football team, and they did what I thought they would do. I just didn't think it would be that extreme. I never imagined Clemson going 30 plays without handing the ball to a running back. That's just craziness. Again, you've got a hyper-aggressive defense on the other side, and you're trying to keep them honest. So in order to do that, you have to run the ball. It's not important how many yards you got. It's not the point. The point is to get them to back off a little bit. That's the point. Either that or there's got to be a lot more pressure, release plays, a lot more screens. There's got to be more of that. You've got to do something to slow that rush down. And I just don't think those things happened. I don't think those things happened. So the offense did not play well, but on review, I think the offensive line was better than I initially thought. I'm not coming away from this game blaming the offensive line. And this whole show today has been 4 hours about Clemson's offense. Tomorrow we'll talk about other people and we'll flip it and we'll talk about Clemson's defense. There's a lot of good news there, and there's some questions. There's some things that need to get better. But as I said before, if I ever told you in advance that Clemson would hold LSU to 17, you would have thought with 100% certainty that Clemson would win the game. That's not what happened. What happened was 0 points in the second half and a loss. Walt Tiptoe at Road Rage. Morgan Thomas next.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Part A, Part B, Supplement, Advantage, Part D. It's enough to make your head spin. Don't worry, we've got you. Call today, 467-8738. I'm Guy, the insurance guy, and what we do is simple. we make health insurance easier.
Folks, I think we can all agree that being overweight is a challenge. So many issues related